Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding, by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
Hello and welcome back to Flood Protection Secrets. I'm Andreas Klippa from Germany, and thank you very much for joining me again. During the last few episodes, we have spoken about many different aspects of flood protection. We talked about understanding the risk, about engineering assessments, about choosing the right technology, about people preparedness, and finally, about the importance of making the right decisions. Today, I would like to bring all these ideas together, because after more than 30 years of international experience working in more than 30 countries and supporting projects ranging from private homes to airports, metro stations, hospitals and government buildings, I have learned one important lesson. Flood protection is not about barriers. Really? What is this Dr. Andy talking about? Flood protection is not about barriers. Excuse me, it is about decisions. A flood barrier is simply a piece of engineered equipment. By itself, it solves nothing. The real question is much bigger. Do you understand where the water will come from? Have you identified every possible entry point? Do you know how high the water may rise? Have you selected the right technology for your building? Have you considered how people will operate the system during an emergency? Other parts are the anchoring system or the storage system, maintenance and training. So these are engineering questions all in all, and engineering always comes before products. Yes, engineering always comes before products. I must say that because more and more we get inquiries from procurement departments without any engineering background. And they want to have a price, including installation. So how can I give an installation price before I even know how high the building will become? Yeah, if you imagine you are an architect and you have to design a building and you should give a price, and the procurement doesn't tell you how high the building is there. No. So engineering always comes before products. Unfortunately, many organizations start exactly the other way around. They search the internet, they compare prices, they ask suppliers for quotations, and only afterwards do they start asking whether the selected solution is actually suitable. This is like buying shoes before measuring your feet. Sometimes you are lucky, but most of the time, hey, you are not, huh? During my career, I have visited many facilities all over the world, and after they had already experienced flooding. The same sentence comes back and again and again. We thought this would never happen to us. It's the first time. We never experienced flooding before. But heavy rain does not ask for permission. Flood water does not care whether the building is a private home, a luxury hotel, a hospital, or an international airport. Water simply follows the laws of physics. And this is why every successful project starts with understanding, not with statistics. Only then comes engineering. Only then comes the selection of the right flood protection technology. And only then comes installation. When these steps are followed in the correct order, the project becomes predictable, costs become transparent, risks are reduced, and investments are made with confidence. During the coming episodes, I would like to become even more practical. We will look at different types of buildings and answer a simple question. How can they be protected against heavy rain and flooding? We will talk about private homes, factories, hotels, hospitals, warehouses, underground car parks, government buildings, metro stations, airports, and many other applications. Each building has different risks, different operational requirements, and therefore different technical solutions. But they all have one thing in common. Good protection always begins with good decisions. And As you know, I always share a golden nugget in my Flood Protection Secrets podcast, so don't miss it. And here it comes today. Are you ready? Flood barriers are important, but they are never the first decision. The first decision is always to understand the problem before choosing the solution. Sounds simple, right? But in reality, it is not. So if you would like to stay with us, so I would be very glad if you click on the follow button here at this podcast if you haven't done yet. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And in our next episode, we will begin a brand new practical series called 10-Minute Solutions, where each episode will focus on one specific type of building and one practical question. So until then, remember, you're only one good decision away from protecting your people, your property, and your business. Stay safe and flood free. I wish and hope for you that you make the right decisions when it comes to your personal flood protection. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to this podcast channel if you haven't already. Now it only remains for me to wish you a good day. Do something with it. Maybe until the next podcast episode. I would be very happy. See you then. As always, stay safe and flood free. Your Andreas Klippe and the whole Flood Experts team.
That's it again with the new episode of Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, German engineer, book author, and head of the Flood Experts. What can Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, protect for you? Anytime? Worldwide? Contact us or just click through to www.thefloodexperts.de/bonus. Detailed engineering. German quality. Safe. Flood protection secrets. The secrets you'll want to unfold.
Don't forget, you're only one flood barrier away.
Subscribe to the season, and you'll never be late for an episode.